Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back. This is Parshvika.
We're going to be talking about another website as an Etsy alternative to sell the digital products. This website is pretty old, I think pretty old than the Etsy, and they have so many different other websites, so many different stuff. So that could very well grab the digital product bundle planner that we're going to help you plan for your digital products, make and sell them. It's a PDF download which you can very well grab it out. The link is in description box below. Let's talk about this website where you can sell the digital products and what it looks like. Without further ado, let's talk about this website. This website is Invato Market. Now, you might have heard about the Invato Market. It's a very old website. It's quite popular. You can sell the vectors, videos, pictures, art, digital products like you sell on the Creative Fabrica, like you sell on the Etsy. The sky's the limit when it comes to digital product selling on the Invato. They have the various different branches. If you are selling the digital illustrations, digital products, it will going to come under the graphic river. If you're selling some other products, or you can also sell the mock-ups and other stuffs, that comes in the different brands. So depending on whichever branch you're approaching or whichever product you're selling, the website will going to differ. But all those things come under the branch, one of the bigger company or a brand, that's the Invato Market. And rest then they have the sub branches like the Graphic River 2020, and all that different branches that they do have. Now we're gonna talk about some pros and cons of selling on Invato Market. The pros is that this website is free. You don't need to pay 20 cents per listing fee like you pay on Etsy for selling digital product. That's the number one pros. You don't have to pay for anything. That's the first pro. The second pro is that you can sell multiple different kinds of the digital products because this platform offer you the multiple different kinds of digital products. Not just selling the digital art or graphic or illustrations, you could sell the pictures, photos, videos, a lot more stuff you can sell. There is a huge variety that you can opt for, and depending on whichever product you're selling, the website will going to be different for, because they have a different branches in the Invato Market. Whichever one you prefer, it will going to be different, but again, they all come in the Invato Market branch. The third platform is that it's third pros is that it's a marketplace, so they already have the customers on their platform, so the people are ready to purchase from you. You need to target the right product, right niche, right category, and what the markets want from you. If you're supplying the demand, then obviously you're gonna make money. So that these are the three pros. Now let's talk about some cons. The first cons is that since it's a marketplace, obviously there is a huge competition. And it's a pretty old marketplace. It's been there for years. I think it's more than a decade or so. And many people are already selling on the platform. Many designers, creators, artists, videographers, photographers are selling on this platform. So there is a huge competition. So that's the first thing as a pros. That's the first thing as a cons. The second cons is that they're going to take a cut from every sales you're bringing in. That's quite obvious because every marketplace is will going to take the cut from the sales that you're bringing in. That's how they are making the money. Unlike Etsy, they do charge when you make money, when you bring in the sales, and also for 20 cents listing fees. But here, the 20 cents listing fees is not there. You're not paying anything for selling. You only pay when you bring in sale. When you make a sale, they make money. That's the only thing that works over here. The last cons, which I feel like it's a cons, is that you need to get the product approval. You can upload and start selling on this platform the day one itself, but when you're uploading your products, it will going to be there in the review, and they're going to review your product, and if they like it or if it fits into their marketplace criteria, then that product will going to go live. Else it will not going to go live. They may ask you for making some changes or updates to your product so that it can be listed on their marketplace. So that's the kind of the cons that I can talk about this particular marketplace. So these are the pros and the cons. Now the first thing is, another thing I want to cover is that it's a free. You don't need to pay for anything like 20 cents listing fees you pay on the Etsy. So that's the biggest criteria, biggest thing that you could go for. You can start on the day one itself and open up your shop on the day one itself. You don't need to get an approval to open up a shop, but you do need to get an approval for your products. Once you upload a product, they're going to review it, and then if they see that your product fits according to their criteria of the marketplace, according to the requirements and demand, then that product will going to be live on the marketplace and will going to be there live in your shop and people can purchase it from you. So that's the thing you need to keep in mind about the product approval process. You need to read their terms and conditions and policies on what type of products you can sell, what are the thumbnails, picture images, all those different things. You need to take a look into account what different products you can create, what are the thumbnail images that you create, what are the different sizes, how you can actually deliver the product, whether it's a zip file, whether it's not zip file, thumbnail image, preview image, the title tag and description, the categories. You need to take a look into all those details while uploading your product on this particular marketplace. So that's the thing you have to do. Another thing you have to do is the market research, what exactly sell on the platform. Since it's quite an old platform, many people are already selling on this platform, so they have a huge competition. But you can learn from the competition, you can use it in your favor to know what exactly sells on this platform and upload more of it to get the sales, to bring in the sales, to make more money on this marketplace. And also, they, one thing I want to tell you, they do have a criteria of inclusive and exclusive policies. Like, you can upload the products here that are exclusively you're selling on this marketplace. Like, exclusively you're selling on the Invato only, you're not selling on any other marketplace. For that, you're gonna make more commission for every product that you're bringing in, for every sales that you're bringing in, you're gonna make more money if you're uploading the product exclusively to their marketplace. But if you're uploading the product that is not exclusive, that means you're uploading the similar or same product on different marketplaces or even selling on your own website in the online space that is non-exclusive, then you're gonna make less money on this platform. So that's the one thing you have to keep in mind about the commission criteria. How much is the commission that you are making for every sales that you're bringing in, depending on whether it's an exclusive product, whether it's a non-exclusive product. So that's the thing. When you start to open up a shop, they're gonna ask you whether you've been selling on the platform, or whether you've been selling in the online space for years, or you're here for experimentation, or you're doing it for the first time, whether you're gonna be uploading the product exclusively on the platform, or you're gonna be a non-exclusive, what are the things look like, all the details they're gonna be asking you. That's kind of like a short Q&A that you have to answer when you're actually signing on their platform. You can sign in and immediately, and you can open up a shop on the day one itself, but you have to answer these questions, and then you answer them, and then you upload the product, and it will going to be in the review process. They're gonna review it, and once they see that your product fits according to the criteria, according to the requirements of the platform, and there is a demand and you're supplying the demand and it fits perfectly, they're gonna be live in the marketplace and it's gonna be live in the shop, and people are ready to purchase from you, people are ready to buy from you. That's the thing you can keep in mind. It's kind of like a similar to the Creative Market and Creative Fabrica, but on those platforms you need to get an approval to open up a shop. Here you don't need to get an approval for opening up a shop, but you do need to get a product approval before they are actually live on this particular marketplace.